Next Talk, a daily dose of discipleship for the BFC family. Our reading today comes from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" This is the word of the Lord. I want to talk to you today about reading it wrong and reading it right. I'd like to reflect for a moment on that last verse, verse 5, which describes the astonished reaction of the Apostle Paul when Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus. His question was a good one. Who are you, Lord? Paul's question is the right question for you and I to ask every time we pick up our Bibles. We ought to ask the question, who are you, Lord? You know, we're often guilty of reading our Bibles wrong, I'm afraid. Well-meaning people have taught us to look for the answer to another question when we read the book. Not the question, who are you, Lord, but rather, who am I, Lord? And it isn't that the Bible doesn't have something to say about that. It's just that if we start with that question, we'll inevitably get a wrong answer. Books must be read from the point of view of their authors if we're to understand what they're truly about. If you read a book, any book, say Pride and Prejudice or Huckleberry Finn, if you read one of those books from your modern, 21st century, self-interested point of view, you'll inevitably find in it a reflection of your own silly face. But if you read a book from the author's point of view, then you'll come to understand accurately what he's saying. You may decide that you don't like what the author's saying, but at least you'll really know what you're disagreeing with. Now, in that same way, we have to read our Bibles starting with Paul's question, "Who are you, Lord?" Because that's the question the author of the Bible intends to answer first in Scripture. Once we've seen the answer to that question, our question, "Who am I?" that question snaps sharply and painfully into focus. In the light of God's perfections, our imperfections stick out like a sore thumb. And this is what leads us to the one final needed insight. When we see who God is, and we discover who we really are, then we begin to see with clarity who Jesus is and why we desperately need him. So, make sure you're reading your Bible the right way, from the author's point of view. Next time you pick up your Bible, here's an old prayer that you can use to make it your own, asking for help in reading your Bible rightly. The old prayer says, "Make the book live to me, O Lord. Make the book live to me. Show me yourself within your word. Show me myself, and show me my Savior, and make the book live to me for Jesus' sake. Amen." Well, thanks for joining us again today. Join us Sundays for our online service at 9 a.m. or our on-site services at 9 or 11 a.m. And we have an on-site evening service at 6 p.m. as well. Thanks for joining us again today. Remember, when you're reading your Bible, be sure you're reading it right.